Looking to make some healthier habits this holiday season? Make sure to check out our Moving Through Midlife community over on Facebook, as we are doing a Planksgiving event where we are doing daily plank workouts. We will be doing an advent for healthy, happy hips this holiday season, and then also have a sugar challenge, a 2-week sugar challenge that you might be interested in. Happy holidays! Another week, and hopefully you have been practicing with the hydration and have been working on drinking more water each and every day. And I'd love to know how you're feeling after you've been doing that. Are you noticing a difference? Do you have more energy throughout the day? Are you starting to? It's probably still too early to notice anything in regards to your face, but usually you will start to notice that within a couple of weeks. So just keep going with that. And today I want to talk to you, it's our movement snack for the week. So I want to talk to you about foam rolling. So it's kind of been said that foam rolling is a way to hydrate the muscles. And although I don't think there's science backing any of that information, I thought it'd be fun to just work on foam rolling as your movement snack for the week. Now, if you don't have a foam roller, this is going to be difficult, but I am going to provide some videos for you in our FormFit community if you are interested. But you can use like a rolled up towel to mimic not a foam roller, but some of the exercises that we might be able to do with a foam roller, you can do with a rolled up towel. The other thing that you can do is use a tennis ball on trigger points that you may have, but I do caution you, if you are not familiar with using a tennis ball on certain areas of your body, you need to make sure that you reach out to someone, myself included. I am certified in self-myofascial release, so I can help you if there is an area that you want to work on. And the only reason I say this is because if you use a tennis ball around that shoulder blade region, there are a lot of nerves, and I don't want you to end up creating any pinching or anything with pressure points. So what I do want to say is that self-massage is used to regenerate and rejuvenate soft tissues that have become adversely affected by chronic malalignments. What's a malalignment? Your posture. If you are sitting in specific positions where you start to get tight, muscles are starting to shorten, other muscles are starting to lengthen, you might deal with some tension spots. That is when you might want to grab a foam roller or a tennis ball to work on some self-massage. It also helps you to feel better about your, helps you to feel better about your symptoms by reducing the aches and pains which accompany excessive soft tissue stress. So it is a great way for you to, if you have any minor aches and pains, you can work on foam rolling to help loosen an area up. Think similar to a massage, loosen an area up, and then create more movement. So I don't recommend anyone who uses a foam roller just to kind of roll out muscles, because that's not the intention. But you can roll through movements, and then you can work through those movements. So I like to practice roll, stretch, and then strengthen. So when you look at foam rolling, that is what you want to do. You want to work into a program, so to speak, where you're not just rolling it out before you stand up and work out, but you have a process to with which you're using it. So If you are interested, join me over in the FormFit Mom community. I will be posting some videos of things that you can do with a foam roller or a tennis ball. And if you have questions or deal with, like I said, minor aches and pains, feel free to reach out to me. Let me know that, you know, you've got this ache somewhere and I can help guide you with some exercises that you can do to help ease those aches and pains. So this should be a fun one, a nice relaxing one. It's also a great one because it's hydration week. If you think of your fascia, that is like this, it's like this web within your body. And if you're not hydrated very well, that web will stick to your muscles. So it gets a little sticky. So it's great to start drinking a lot of water and then foam roll, because then that stickiness can be, I don't want to use the word broken up, but you know, it helps that fascia to glide better over the muscle, so that when you do have an area that is tight, it's more likely to release. So hopefully that all makes sense. And I hope that you get some relaxation through this. I love foam rolling. I think it's a fun way to relax, release, a great time to meditate while you foam roll. To help with that as well. So that is your movement snack for the week, and I really hope you enjoy it.